up, everyone! We have to finish before S-Claus gets here!
Why do we have to leave every Christmas before he arrives?
Because he doesn't want us to see him.
Why not?
Maybe he's shy.
Maybe he doesn't exist.
Oh, he exists all right. I have a sighting right here in my memory bank.
You mean you actually saw...
Judge for yourself. It happened only last year. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the shop the toy-making droids had each come to a stop. The toys and the gifts had been stacked up with care in the hope that S-Claus would himself soon be there. All over the world, children old, children young, were asleep as they dreamed of the stockings they'd hung, with a smile on their faces, all snug in their beds, as visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. But needing a wrench that I couldn't find, I went back to the shop, leaving Artu behind. No, Artu, you were not there. I saw him all by myself. Don't listen to him. I'm telling the story. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. As I searched through the shop, there came a great clatter. And I thought, oh, my stars, there is something the matter. Then the clatter got louder and got me so vexed, I hid under a bench to see what would come next. The light of the moons on the new fallen snow lit the walls of the shop with a soft, friendly glow. When there, at the window, what I saw made me stare. A sleigh. And 8 reindeer floating in air. And jumping across from the sleigh to the floor was a round little man. Nothing less, nothing more. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. And I thought, can it be that S-Claus is alive? Why, the odds against that are 10,000,000,000 to 5. So who was this creature coming so near? What should I do? Was he someone to fear? But a wink of his eye and a turn of his head soon helped me to know I had nothing to dread. But what do you mean, Artu? I was not frightened at all. No, I was under the bench because, well, I didn't want to get in the way. Wait. Here's the best part. He said not a word as he held out his sack. Then he reached for our toys and he started to pack. And I thought as I watched this shy little man, what a joy to be part of his wonderful plan. Then he jumped in a flash to the seat of his sleigh, calling out to his reindeer to take him away. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. By the light of the stars, on each child we will call. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all! And I heard him exclaim as he sped out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.